Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Opening hour of the show for Ace Gutters, of course, Australian made, built to last. We're just in the final throes of finalising the top five Bruces in both all sport and footy. We'll get those to you before the show is done.
I can't pick them, Andy.
No, I think the all sports, I'm good with our top five there. Footy's going to be tough. So we'll get that done.
I'm not all good. It's who you're going to leave out.
No, well, Bruce Bolden's going to miss the cut, I'm afraid. I know it's sad. Wonderful contributor to your league. And a fine, fine player. And arch nemesis of yours. He loved taking you down. He thought that he had you. He knew that he had a look in his eye, Bruce Bolden. I was there and watched this. He would look at you.
He guarded me.
I know, but across the court from you. He would look at you and you would know, if I'm going to drive to the rim here, this bloke is going to take me out.
He did have a mean look.
But he's not making the top five.
Is Bruce Lee, have we confirmed his bona fides?
Well, apparently you did.
Well, I think he was a sports person.
Okay,
so
well, he's in.
He's in.
Well, I think he's going to be in. Well, why don't we ask our next guest whether Bruce Lee was an actor or whether he had any sporting bona fides? Because even if he doesn't...
He was an actor.
Well, that's right.
There's no doubt about that.
I've poorly framed that. We know he was an actor, but did he have any sporting bona fides before he stepped into the world of martial art filmmaking?
Karate.
Thank you very much. Of course, I talk about Christian Welsh, who is celebrating a significant
and
milestone.
Cock a hoot with the way the Storm Boys are just ticking boxes every single week.
I say this every week to you, and you don't seem to want to listen to me. There's some high-profile names in this Melbourne Storm outfit. And, yeah, they're all lovely players, and they deserve every bit of praise they get.
See how man in the glue?
This bloke is in the middle of this lineup, week in, week out.
He's the glue.
Just saying, come with me, fellas.
That's right.
And he never wants to take any credit.
Every now and again he doesn't mind a little pat on the back.
Not publicly, anyway. He likes to downplay it. But
I think he sort of brushes it off, but he appreciates it.
I hope he does, because it comes from the bottom of our hearts. His name, of course, is Christian Welsh. He chalks up a significant milestone this week as the Mighty Storm Boys take on the Titans, and he's been good enough to join us. Welshie, yeah, lovely.
Oh, what a nice intro. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Is the 150 a big deal? Like, you know, footy, we have banners and all sorts of stuff. They do social media posts and all sorts of things when they chalk up these milestones. Is it a big deal in the rugby league, Caper?
Yeah, the club's done a great job, but I suppose celebrating milestones, they really make a big effort on, you know, debuts and 100 gamers and Munster, he's playing his 200th, on Saturday night as well alongside me. So that's going to be a really special time. Yeah. It's been a great week. They've really done a good job at celebrating both. The very, very rude of them, though, to put both of our highlights reels together.
Right.
I've never felt so small sitting in a room and I've got these shit highlights. I'm scoring a try from a metre out, doing nothing. Absolute bludging tries. And then Munster's beating about 12 blokes and putting through and kicking winning goals. So I felt like a bit of a cuck. But anyway.
It is. But, you know, Christian, sometimes they're nice and 150. And, of course, the Munster with his 200th. But a lot is made of it. Do you kind of feel a little bit more pressure, though, when you've got these milestone games? Because the attention throughout the week and the way in which you're getting honoured, you can't ignore it.
Yeah, I think that Bell has got a saying in our club. It's, you know, if it's important to them, it's important to us. So even if it's not your milestone, you have a real awareness and appreciation of, it's a really nice time for these guys, and to make it a good time, you know, a really nice time is getting a win. So, you know, in terms of getting in the sheds, singing the song, and, you know, having, you know, obviously everyone's aware that family members are going to be travelling throughout the country to come to the game. And, you know, I think I've got 18 tickets, I think Munster's got 16. So the, certainly, you know, whenever I see a guy on debut or playing a milestone game, everyone is really aware of that and tries to, and obviously we try every week to play really well, but we try and make a big deal of playing well in a milestone game. So it's a special memory.
So 18 tickets for you, 16 for him. You seemed to make a real point of that. Are you saying to us that you're more popular than he is?
Well, I think he's actually had to pay a few people to come along. Right. He's a great bloke, but he's socially struggles a bit. The friendship it's a bit small. And look, if he wasn't good at football, I don't know if he'd be married and have kids. But look, he's done well.
Okay, well done.
What about the fact that scheduling poor, that you've got to go on the road for these big milestone games? They didn't sort of look at the fixture and plan this all that well,
good
did they?
Point.
We're going to Queensland, back to the motherland, boys. Both of us, happy days. As much as I love Melbourne, you know, there's Dad's 1-8. There's plenty of Welches around, and they're all coming down the highway from Brisbane. So life's good for me. I can't complain.
So you just punched out the CH there, Welch. We say Welsh down here. Have we been buggering this up the whole time?
Yeah, you have. You know, and that's why I prefer going on Triple M. There's just another level of professionalism.
That's so disappointing.
At that radio station. But anyway, we've got to grow the game. So that's not too bad.
Indulge a couple of half-wits like us, even though we can't even get your name right. That's just disgraceful. Hey, we asked you last week if you wouldn't mind just putting one away nice and comfortably for us instead of having these.
And he delivered.
And they delivered. Mm. So thank you on behalf of us who take great interest in what the Melbourne Storm are doing on a weekly basis. That was a far more comfortable watch.
Yeah, it was a really good game. And probably sad to say it, but we probably got the Rabbitohs at a good time there. They're going through a bit of pain at the moment, you know, with change of coach, and they've got a lot of star players out. So, you know, they're a much better side, you know, and they'll come straight back up, I'd imagine, and have a big end of the year. But, yeah, they're going through a bit of a tough period at the moment. But, yeah, the boys played really well, and, yeah, it was nice to get out of a bit of a lead. I remember sitting there, and I think they scored 2 or 3 tries, and I was still like, we're still doing pretty well here. We're pretty up, so it wasn't a whole lot of stress. But yeah, really happy with that. But you know, and the same thing, we're going up to the Titans, and they tailed us up last year as well. So we've got to be really switched on and playing well come Saturday.
Do you keep your eye at all? Have you got any interest in keeping your eye on stuff that's going on in the kind of news cycle? You know, we see that Jason Demetrio does lose his job after that game, and it seemed to be immediate, the conversation about you know, the next coach and Wayne Bennett, and they've signed this bloke from England, and has Bennett got his fingerprints on this, and have they already been speaking to him, and did that lead to Demetrio? And
didn't they sign someone as well?
Yeah,
they're going, hang on,
the kid the international from over in England's already signed for them, for the Rabbits. So do you keep an eye on the conversations around other clubs?
Oh, look, I just have a little flick through Twitter and read some of the newspaper stuff, but no, look, I would have no idea what's going on at South Sydney. I'd imagine they'd be keen to get Wayne Bennett back, but because I think most clubs would be keen to have Wayne Bennett. He's such a legendary icon of our game, and he's had results at South. You know, he's there for 3 years, 1 grand final, 2 prelims. Not a bad record. So, yeah, look, I keep an eye on. I certainly don't tune in to, you know, the TV shows or the panels, but I probably prefer watching more of the AFL stuff, to be honest. But yeah, I just love all sport and keep an eye on it all.
Yeah, but if you're not tuning into all the TV shows and everything that's sort of, you know, the industry around the game, you're going to miss out on some of the quality stuff that Phil Gould comes out with from time to time. And I noticed that.
Paul Kenny's sort of been.
Oh, he's in a bit of trouble. He's got some personal issues, I think, that he's got to deal with. So I don't think we should be having a giggle about that, Coach.
No, not at all. But I'm just saying it's one of the topical.
Oh, it's a very topical
issues
story.
That has been this week with the viral video that went out.
Well, that wasn't. No, that's not good for anyone. That sort of stuff.
But, shocking stuff.
But Phil Gould's had a bit to say about the game, and it looks like the NRL have had enough of him, Christian Welch. And they're going to fine him for a change.
What did he actually say?
He said something the game's a joke. He was talking about some try, and he said, this and that, and how do they get 7 tackles from here, and there should have been a line out there or something or other. I don't even. It's all half of that stuff sort of you know, sort of a different language to me, but he was basically potting the game and saying the game's a joke and it's all just rubbish. And I'm paraphrasing, of course, but it sounds like Abdo said, no, no, we've had enough of this. And a whole lot of other clubs are a bit concerned about the fact that he's still, you know, not just a media performer, he's an official, you know, clubland and all the rest of it. And they've decided that, no, no, Phil, you've gone a step too far on this occasion.
Yeah, look, and that's probably one of the biggest differences I notice between AFL and NRL media. I don't know. Gil McLaughlin's got a big old stick at the back of the office there and at AFL HQ, but I just, there seems to be a lot more positivity in AFL media and I suppose less criticism. I don't want to feel like I'm talking about, you know, it's the base in North Korea and then I have to, you know, sing the happy stuff. But right. I just find, you know, and particularly Sydney, the NRL, there's just, and it obviously must rate on TV and people want to click on it, but there's so much negativity surrounding, you know, players and the game. We've got a pretty good game and we've got some amazing stories, particularly of these, you know, particularly the emergence of Pacific and Maori background players coming from all over the, you know, those countries and making huge contributions and the diversity we have in our game. But, you know, sadly, those things mustn't rate because just our game seems to really fuel itself on I suppose, controversy that... seems to be really prominent in the NRL coverage.
I don't think it's exclusive. Those issues are they might be a bit more exaggerated in the NRL. And I think if we look back on it, there has been some times where there's been some self-inflicted wounds. But I think you're right. Unfortunately, I don't think that's just an issue with the NRL. It's right across the board. But and speaking of perhaps less than ideal situations, one of the players that Andy and I have really got around is Xavier Coates. Now, I'm reading here that the hamstring's not that sharp. What's going on there?
Yeah, he had a little, when he scored his third try before half time, tough day at work for him, I must admit. he actually, yeah, felt the hammy go a little bit, but he's, yeah, I think it's much better. He actually had a bit of a issue in January in pre-season camp. So I don't think it's going to be that long out, but yeah, he's having a fantastic year, but I think this reoccurring hamstring stuff, you want to be really patient and, you know, we're lucky to be in a pretty good position in the ladder that we won't have to rush him back too quickly and there's some real depth there in the outside backs.
And how are you going? I think we, with your Achilles that you came back from and it's, you know, we know how challenging that can be from a, particularly in a sport like the sport that you play. I think we might have mentioned, asked you about it earlier in the preseason or earlier at some stage. I can't remember exactly when. And I think you might have said, correct me if I'm wrong, that you know, there's still a bit of tenderness there every now and again. Last time we asked you about it, how's it tracking these days?
Nah, life's good. Like, yeah, I've had my challenges in my body, but we're seriously got the best job in the world. We get to go to work and play with our mates and train and travel. And obviously we get paid really well. I can't complain. Obviously, you don't want to go through injuries like that, but, you know, the benefits and the great times I've had and I'm currently having, you know, far outweigh any of the, I suppose, the physical challenges I've had over my career. I've been lucky, David, in 2015, so I've been going for about 10 years. And I've, you know, had two ACLs and an Achilles, but otherwise, life's been pretty good.
Jeez, you got a good attitude. Yes. That's, yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's easy to say, too, because you're having a chat to us, but you really do have a terrific attitude. Hey, the cross... coding continues to happen. It looks like there's a couple of wallabies are heading league way. One's been picked up by the Sydney Roosters, and it looks like a Melbourne Rebels player, Carter Gordon, looks like he's giving every indication that with the uncertainty around the Rebels that he is keen to explore the possibility of heading into the NRL. How, from your perspective, how easy a transition is that for these players to make?
Yeah, I think... there obviously are some really key skill players like hookers in rugby union who throw lineouts. You got flankers who try and pilfer and steal the ball. Like those skills aren't really that relatable or transferable to NRL, but pretty much for the majority of other, if you've got a, you know, those outside backs, it's a pretty similar game. So, yeah, a lot of those guys would be easy to transfer. And we've seen over the years, I suppose probably more rugby league players go to rugby union, but yeah, I think, probably more of a reflection on how rugby union's going, sadly. And I'm a big rugby union fan myself, but it's a real struggle, you know, with...
Who's in the background?
It's me, mate. He's come down from Brisbane, buddy. But anyway, I've lost my track of thought now.
No, it doesn't matter. You know, you were saying it's easy enough, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll let you go. It sounds like he's getting a bit impatient with you. Just last one before we let you go. We've been selling. There's a kid, another kid from an Islander background who's going to debut for the Brisbane Lions. On the weekend, we can't wait. Bruce Revels, his name, and there's not a lot of Bruces in the AFL, so we've been celebrating.
Great name.
It's a great name. We reckon Bruce, Eric, and...
Kevin.
No, it wasn't Kevin.
Keith.
Mm. Bruce, Eric, and Keith are the three great Australian names that we need more of that have been sort of a generation
Eric.
Lost. Yeah, I said that.
Oh.
Eric, Bruce, and Keith.
Gotcha.
Do you know any Bruce? There's no Bruces running around in the NRL right now, are there? Bruce's?
No.
So, Bruce Lee, we're trying to get the top five sport people outside of footy who are called Bruce. And Gazy bowled up Bruce Lee. Now, we know, I don't know whether you're old enough to remember Bruce Lee, but do you know who Bruce Lee is?
Yeah, I know who he is, but I'm not a combat sport guy. Like, I respect it. They're off the head a bit, but I just don't have any interest, to be honest.
Well, this is a bit he was just a flat-out karate expert back in the day.
Taps, honestly. Oh, like, I watched some of the UFC stuff, and
it's madness.
Like, you think playing footy's tough. Those guys, to step into that ring
crazy.
Where there's no one coming to save you, they are. It's incredible, really. It's primitive, really.
No, it's mad. So we won't ask you. I mean, we wanted to know whether you thought he had he certainly got the filmmaking bona fides to be a global superstar, but whether he had the sporting bona fides to be included in a list like this, but I don't know.
Well, who's your top five? Is that
Bruce Reid, the cricketer. Bruce Grobbelaar, the goalkeeper. Bruce Crampton, the golfer. Bruce Yardley, the other cricketer. And I had Bruce Lee rounding out the top five, but I think he's going to be pretty controversial, Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure whether you know many of the others.
Am I weird thinking that Kardashian father? What was he?
Yeah, not allowed to. Oh, yeah.
That's Caitlyn now.
It's a bit controversial.
Ruled. Bruce Jenner, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's Caitlyn Jenner now, though. So
yeah.
You're right. It was bowled up as a thing
called dead naming. Right, look, again, many you talk about this stuff, people accuse you of being real woke, and I don't want people calling me that. I get that enough. But I don't know whether we're allowed to talk about the former. We have to, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I think you have to.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's beyond me.
But anyway, it's a fair nomination. It comes from a place of goodness and wellness. And you're not trying to offend anyone. So in case anyone's getting offended, whatever. Welchie, you're a superstar. Christian Welch joining us on the show.
Beautiful game they've got too, because it should be show
don't
up.
Don't say that.
Show up and they'll be singing the song.
So just la-di-da.
We're rolling.
Don't be stupid. You take nothing for granted in this league. Congratulations on the 150, mate. You've been a rock upon which the success of this team gets built, and you're always a joy to have a chat to on our show. So thanks for coming on, and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, fellas, and the D's 40 plus. Let's go.
I tell you what, if they beat Geelong by 40 plus, tremors.
Yes.
Tremors in competition if Melbourne do that to Geelong. Anyway, he's gone. He's said enough about that.
Mm.
What a good man he is.
He's a superstar.
He's just a good bloke.
Joins in, has a bit of fun.
Thinks about stuff.
My word, he does.
Great gratitude.
Deep thinker.
Gratitude to have the
opportunity. Perspective, Andy.
That's the
great
word.
Great perspective.
See, that's why you're the best. Occasionally your vocabulary and recall let you down, but when you really need it, gee, you deliver. It's 21 past 4. Australia's greatest ever person.